Last week we learned the Gemara Lamed Zav Amud Aleph going on with Amud Beis. What were we learning? There was a three-way machlokes tanoim regarding the fruit that grow on the slop bush, the paper bush. Of the four parts of the bush that are edible, what again were the four parts that are edible? Avinas and Kapis and Tamrais and Alim, of the four parts that are possibly edible, how many of them have the status of three and how many not? So one opinion was that only the Avinas, only the thing that's actually the fruit. Even the peel, which is very edible, does not have the status of a fruit. The other Tana was only opinion, no. Both of them have the status of a fruit, but the Tamrais and the Alim do not. And the third opinion in the Tanaim was that the Abiyonis, the Paris, and the Kaprisin, which is the shell that covers it that later on falls off, and Moroi, all three of them have the status of fruit. Shenikin, the Alim, just the leaves, even though they're edible, leaves on leaves, and that certainly not, that does not have the status of fruit. That's considered a. It might not be new, but it has a dinner, a tree has a dinner, right? So the Moroi had a few not communal. So one not communal was, in fact, our brush is maestres. You're only obligated to maestres to the maestres on Paris that grow in Eretz Yisrael. You are Dhamma free, right? That's some kind of a tree. Just because of this, you have yeet wood. Let's say I'll take wood from the tree and I'll grind it up and I'll make spread up out of it. And it'll be edible. You don't have to be maestres to the maestres on that. I've got the wood grow on the tree. That's not a tree. So that's one nafkimin. The other nafkimin was going to get to Orla, that the deal of Orla only applies on the Taylor. But that's not what it says to the Taylor, not on the eighth. But that's the second nafkimin. And the third nafkimin was Masechus Rachid. What Rachid do you say? Do you say Barfi Rai? The only thing Barfi Rai is on the tree. Whatever is eight down, even though it's edible, so they might say before that I'm not, you should say Barfi Rabdom. Sometimes it's going to be shahakul. They might have to be from Kaila, it's going to be shahakul because if you eat the branches, nothing will grow. But over here, if you eat the pod, everything grew ready for this season. And then we pluck everything off. So if you're going to eat it, it's not going to stand the tree. The tree will continue in that season. The bush will give life, it'll give forth pears. Yes, so that we talk in the Shulchan Aruch about Rashi and Taisa from the Raisa, that Shulchan Aruch is the only Raisa on our Torah. I'm talking with Jewish meat, and all other fruits and vegetables is only the Rabban. So these were the three shaylos. How do we talk to Allah on the Ma'isa? Which one of the three sheep is? So the Gemara seems to say the Pasha Pshat and the Gemara seems to be, we'll have to see it on the base. Exactly what it says. The Pasha Pshat and the Gemara seems to be shifting towards this opinion that Me'ika has been in Eretz Yisrael, which you really pass in, like the Tana, who holds that it's 2 and 2. That both the Avyainai and the Kapis and the Shell got it in a tree. And the Tularis and the Alim do not have it in a tree. But a Chut Tularis, with respect to all of that growth of Chut Tularis, we have a Shal called Mekadaris, Halach Shemaita the Chut Tularis. So since there is a Tana who is of the opinion that only the Avyainai, only one out of the four things that are edible has the status of tree, even on Eretz Yisrael, we don't follow that opinion. We follow the opinion of the Adullah, 2 out of the 4 have the status of tree. But we have this call that any Suffolk or the Hood Growth is Muslim, not only a Suffolk in the Jews, even a Suffolk in Jews. None of our Suffolk is being attacked on the village. We know what the village is. They are not letting the Suffolk be Rabbin, and those who pass from the Rabbin, but the Sheikh is the Yachin, is not totally rejected, we say still a Suffolk called the Hood. And it's the black that didn't put Suffolk on the Hood Growth is Muslim. That's what we learned so far. So then we started the topic on the day, so you want to say Takash is far, and you have come to the conclusion that it doesn't have the status of three, these shells that cover over the service on this bush, on this flock bush, do not have the status of three, and the people who serve the Mako doesn't have the status of three. Effectively, what is the other thing? Shame of a three. is a dinner sermon to prove both Ligabi Tumet, that is maybe a Satsuma and maybe a Satsuma, and Ligabi Arlo. We learn that from a passage. Now, Rav Malos Esti, at the top of the tree, on the fifth line from the top of Laman Tov and the Dain, the same thing in Marre, even if you hold like Mishtana who says, that the only the Adlenis is the tree in the bush, and the Caprice and the shells are not free, but let it ripe shame of the tree. So it's not free, so it doesn't have the, it's not Dorothy Hoy. It's not free, so it does not choose the license. So let it be a shame of the tree. No, Kasolos is a special bit of shame of the tree. That's the moral fashion. The first Rabbi gave the Teres, and Abai Shalom got the Teres. Then Rabbi is touching up the Teres. Elam HaRabbi, that's maybe left over. That's 10 lines to the top. Elam HaRabbi, then we can see with the shame of the tree, when this shell is protecting the tree at the time that the tree has a shame tree. But if the shell only grows around the tree in such an early stage before the tree has developed sufficiently, so it should have the status of tree, but any grows on the tree, or whatever grows on the ground, when the first time growing goes on, it is considered a zbiyama. Let's say by Zvira, before Harosh Mish, but if you harvest it and you mafish tree, it's not even Chavriya, because it's considered a zbiyama. And the parents that grow on a tree for the clouders before Chalot, after Chalot, then if you pluck it up, then if you mafish tree, it's not even Chalot. Before Chalot and now. So in each fruit or vegetable and so on, there's a shear. That before that time, even if you pluck it up, if you mafish something while it's still attached to the ground, in addition to it, you can be able to smell Chalot. So the problem that you detach, or something grows, you will take a detach here, and you're mocking Shemus Mises, the only kind of Shemus Mises will be Chalut, if it develops sufficiently, that it reached the point of a tree. But if it's still eggs, the almost are fresh, Shemus Mises not Chalut on eggs, you know, if you used to be mocking Shemus, even if you're mocking Shemus, it's not Chalut. So that's where all the Chinese over here, the Caprician shares, all the Caprician, the Pelis, that we have here, at such an early stage of growth on the tree, before we have here, we have the status of tree. So you never, and later on when they develop sufficiently, when the tree gets big enough, then the end is full up already. Okay, so it's not a shamer, that's not a shamer. No, I don't think it has to be edible. All the better is, if it's not edible, it's full of shamer. Full of shamer. Full of shamer. What's that banana peel? A banana peel is a shamer of the tree? Bananas is a shayla, what we discussed. The bananas is a migrated in the sewer. A banana tree is planted, so it's going to grow back next to you, not to plant it again. Months later, what's the definition of a tree versus a vegetable? How do you know what the company is a fruit or a vegetable? You grow that tree, it's a fruit, but whether you birthday is a tree or a vegetable, you don't have to, it means itself, you don't have to plant it again. So the tree has an operation, it's mentioned. I mentioned, what kind of banana tree? Banana tree, the whole tree falls down, so the tree doesn't remain from 1 year to the other, but the roots from every ground stay there from year to year. So that's a machlokes. From the sources, we're not saying, if the sources that he said birthday earth to birthday Adoma, if he said birthday earth incorrectly, it's in body earth, if he said birthday Adoma, and it's in body earth, and that's why Shofanot is passing on a banana, he said birthday Adoma. So let's say whether a banana will have a din of oil. He planted a banana tree, should have a din of oil. The next is saying, you bear the pillar, it's not the color that it's still. The first class is she bear the pillar. That's why the first class is a color made of bread. I want to make a good class. You should consider bananas as a vegetable. You stop it? A hook jar is even the first thing is going to be moved. So let's say the shell of the banana. The hook jar is resulting in a bottle of raw bananas. We'll consider the stuff that's on the first floor. And now if you throw the banana tree the first 3 years, it should be the raw parents. If you throw the first 3 years, it'll be all this. And not only will the banana itself be all this, the banana shells are absolutely not edible at all. They'll also be all this. Who's going to eat it? You don't eat it. So I'm wrong though. Let's say you want to get on raw. The oil is not only also bachil, it's also gone raw. Even if the shell is not very bachil, it still has a dinner shell in the tree. Not the milk. That was the difficulty that we had, that the anyone here, if the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the end of the first parent, that when they had all of the chutzlars, have them stop to Abedi. Now Moroi would invite over some of their friends, and they would give it to them to eat, and they wouldn't tell them that it was over. I, Sachlis Nebel, is he to Mishal? The Gemara says, the answer is no. You don't know that it's over. So whenever there's no idea, all of the chutzlars, it's not all of like a novel. Whenever there's no idea, whenever you don't have idea, I have idea, I know that it's over, but you don't know. But since you don't have idea, then it's over, then there's no Easter for you. So if it's Hesed one of you, so there's no Easter for me. It's like you give it to you. So that's what everybody is, so there'll be an Easter hand law. If I'm giving you my son and you're eating it, so then you're going to be Marketite, you're going to invite me back to your home from
I'm getting unlocked. It isn't, and I have EUV. I know that it's unlocked. There shouldn't be anything unlocked. But look at that. So one of the conditions of the legal
process, if I do now, I'm genius. I'm not going to be acceptable
to the Starbucks. I don't know about this. That's the condition. One of the conditions of the Easter is that you have to know that it's Starbucks. If you have to know now, then the Easter element doesn't apply. So for the one who knows, he has all the conditions met. He grew in the first year of entry, and he knows. But the one who doesn't know, he looks at one of the nation conditions. He's made it clear.
But
they didn't accept the gospel.
But somebody's telling him that, I'm telling that person that that's all of them, and then the gospel becomes a misogynist.
But they didn't accept it. 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 They didn't accept it.
That's what he gets by going to have the government. That's the condition. It becomes an issue.
Just right. It can become a misogynist. It's going to have the government. It has a slate and it has milk. If I put them together, they become bad. Because so long as I don't put it together, it's a glimmer. I mean, I have to have some food. If another condition will be added to the food, namely the Asa'ifer, it will become shape. So as long as the thing you do is Asa'ifer, it's Mitzvah, Kasha. As long as you don't know, it's Kasha. You know, it's, I mean, it's fine for you, it's Kasha. But I know that it's Kasha. I'm not going to get Anorah. Is it not Anorah? But that's a good question. That's a good question. Unless you say that all the Mitzvah says Mitzvah Anorah. But you're not prepared to say that. Pashtun says that it's not Mitzvah Anorah. We discussed a little bit about that between Yeshua and another Rabbanim Abanu and Akasha. What did he say? Ma'bar Rashi, what did he do? Omer Abiyud Omer Rashi. Here's that 20 lines from the bottom of Lamed Vav and Lamed Vav and Lamed Vav. The two dots, and the Gemara starts this whole sugya. Omer Abiyud Omer Rashi. Joshua, what the book was, Zarek is on the Yenis. He takes the tares of the four things that grow on this bush. Only one of them has the dinner tree. We have Yenis. And all the rest is Musa. Welcome to Sakafi. So what did he say to Yeshua? He said, very kiss of yours. The Noah has later. Seven lines from the bottom. Rabbi Ashkechel and Mavar Avashi, because Zarek at the end is to call Sakafi to the same thing. What do you mean Zarek is of yours? The Mishnah says in the end of Tmura, the last stop in Tmura, he's supposed to have Tzreifa. All of our Tzreifa is the Tzreifa. It's not from the Yisuri HaNoah, some of them on his Gorem, some of them on his Shrofim. We have to get rid of all of them. You're not allowed to leave it around the house and shoot a shot of Hakola. Somebody may make a mistake in Eden, and somebody may make a mistake in HaNoah. You have to dispose of it. How do you want to dispose of it? So some of these Yisuri HaNoah are described by the Torah that have to be in the Shrofim. And others that say, let's say, go to the Hakola. By mistake, he puts some creation in the Lachis Pot. So there's no reason you have to burn it. You have to flush it down in front of it. You have to throw it away in the garbage. If you give it to the gracious super and the second one, you're getting out of it. He's going to bring it back a favor. You give it to the neighbor, they're going to bring it back a favor in exchange. If it's not going to have my kid, if it's not going to have my kid, and give it to a boy in the street. So then you're not getting on there, and you're not allowed to be in my kid. You can use it as a carnival. You're not permitted to give them up and see them. This is an Akiyamakiro. You are getting back Tiger Tango, so there's no use of Mr. Kondo, so I'm not going to see him. Then it's a need to get him on the law. It's a money shop. You give that Roy Amakiro, you're getting on the law back. You give that Roy Shayamakiro, you need to work the fun. So you can't do that.
Yes. Yeah. What happens? You can bury it. What if you get something close in there?
You're not allowed it. You're not allowed to talk to the
fellow.
Something.
You have to go to the fellow. You have to talk about your fellow.
Just the seeds themselves wouldn't grow a tree without the earth. And the earth itself without the seeds wouldn't grow. And you need a combination of both together, and the seeds is earth, and the seed is earth about wrong. The earth is root about wrong. There's more of a whole discussion of them as a grace. The Yiddish, the Yeshua, is bothered with that session. How come Rav Yudah says in the name of Rav, you throw out the oil of the chutzpah, the earth is of yours. You throw it there, and you incinerate that. You didn't have an incinerator. It doesn't mean throw it in the fire. Throw it in the garbage can. Are you talking about what happened all the way to the Sanctuary? That's the belly of them. That's what the issue is. So we discuss one. Oh, that's what the Ragat Shabbat gave the terrorists. That's what the point of Rakhine, that's what they said. That's the Shaila, whether this didn't apply to Chutzpah. If you hold like the Rambam, that all of the Chutzpah is not written in the Chumash, all of the Chutzpah is purely how our Chumash is seen as, and then if you come to Yom, it is room to say, that special deal, that Pasuk, you're not sure exactly where the Pasuk is,
Rashi says it's on the left Mishnah and Yura say that I'm so sure. It's not that part. But that part, whatever the part is, that says that you have to bury all law, that part is a Chumash part, not all the bury itself. There's no part of the Chumash that says the word about all of the Chutzpahs. All of the Chutzpahs are also about Noah, but it's not the whole Shaykh. But if you all like the Goyim says that all of the Chutzpahs stay to Chumash. That the Allah from Moshe Messina welcomes the Allah from HaMakadash as an Ayyidin, and he interprets the Pesach. When the Pesach says, he's the way of the Oyle, he says, his man is Hamid, his son of Mokhan is Hamid. When the Jews are coming to Eretz Yisrael, they need to go all over the world, all over the world. If you say like that, then the Oyle of Chutzpah stays for Chumash. So that same Pesach, whatever that Pesach is, Rashi says not too sure, whatever that Pesach is, I say that all of the Shreifah goes on all the Oyle, it's all the same Oyle. So how can you split? That's the Pesach. If one should say that, we don't know, what's the kash, what's the tension with kash? If one should say that all of the chutzpahs doesn't stay in Chumash, like the Rambam sheet, because we generally assume, it's separate all of the Mishnah to the Sinai, there's no pasuk, and it may be that the dinim are slightly different, that it's not even so untranslated, but then there's Malcolm to say that it's Mutabano. Then maybe you can say that all of the chutzpahs, if it's written in the Chumash, so the Gemara learns that in the passage, Barah to Malot to speech, Hashem Marelim Yerachem, so three times Arelim, Marelim, Marelim. So the Gemara in Sakhim in the second Perek has a Joshua, a Bryce, a Dash, and a Tatsik. How come it says three times Barah to Malot to speech, Arelim? So the three times goes Echad Achila, Echad Amor, Echad Mitzahir Bo. You're not even allowed to use it for dying, to die clothing with it. So if he's speaking that all of us written in the Chumash, the father of the Chumash states in Chumash, so you have a Joshua from the Chumash, then it's also Barah. But if you tell me that the Rambam, the Rambam of Chutzpahs is not perfect at all, everything is purely Halakha Meshim Sinai. Even if the Halakha Meshim Sinai, it doesn't say the Chumash anywhere. And you're doing that even slightly different, I know that it's not the own Shreifa. So once you prepare to say like that, then some Achrein Zimu, maybe you can even go one step further, say, Mutsa Bano. Maybe you can even say, Mutsa Bano, it's a Shver HaChidosh. So let me know, it won't be Shver HaKam Asaf Ki Adol. That's what the Nitzit discusses, and she Kiddush. The possibility of saying
like
that.
Why
is there an
extra
Allah
for dying? Why
is
dying considered
an Allah? Exactly. You can talk about that. Allah has a whole sibling of the camera that Chazif and Lucy here and that. Sahirish, you consider that, you know, we have a beggar, if you die, you know, you say I'm never from the beggar, or you say I'm never from the guy. If you have Chazif and Lucy here, I consider the guy that's observed in the crap, it's just a beard, it's just something here. And if you have Chazif and Lucy here, I consider it just the dog disappears. So at the time that I made the beggar, what do you say, when I die the Kumas, I'm getting her more from the dog? Okay, so I'm... No, okay. That's correct. Now the Shaila is a day. A day had an oil tree, and he took the dog, and he died the beggar, and I died the beggar from the dog. Now the Shaila is, am I allowed to be the beggar? I didn't mean...
Is it all dying by a dog?
Yes, everything does that. Alright, when he takes the fruits of Eva and he squeezes out the juice and then he dips in, so squeezing out the juice, he's getting on right. The bed did it, the bed manufacturers, they are not observing Jew or whatever, someone did it. Now, I'm not, can I buy the bag and can I get it? And you may have the whole discussion of overcoming when they say Chazus and Mosul, Chazus and Mosul, but I wear the bag now. You say, I'm wearing a beggar, I'm getting on off in the beggar, I'm getting on off in the dye. It's considered a different deal. Yeah, you say, the color that makes up the design is considered a different deal. And you say, no, the other one comes from the land of me. It's absorbed in the beggar and it doesn't, it's considered off again a different deal.
You don't wear the dye, you wear the beggar.
Additional value.
For sure it goes up in
there.
For sure. But anyway, is that
in
the clock of the world? Wearing a cloth.
Wearing a cloth.
Wearing a cloth.
Who wears that cloth?
You might have any Bible and Sheikha. You might have any Bible and Sheikha about the world. But for the girl, Allah and Yeridah do such a shayla. It's a purple. Three Sheikhas in Yeridah. It comes up Allah all night. Every week in the Yom Yom. The shayla comes up Allah all night. When you have, let's say, a kosher concoction, and then someone throws in a little traitor, just a tiny little bit of traitor. For some reason or another, not to then say, you mix it in a factory system. Not for the purpose of giving an Asina Sam, that happens sometimes they put it in for covering, or sometimes they put it in for another purpose, whether that these microorganisms should grow. But it happens when they put in the traitor, so it's in the voting cleaner. So when they put in the traitor, it happens to change the color of the whole mixture. But we have sheeting against it. So what's the din in such a case? So the Achrayim have a whole discussion, what would the din be should be said, a root of milk is a negate to each of the heads. The Gemara doesn't say to negate the Talmud of each of the heads.
By
all the Yisrael, no.
By
Yisrael, Achilah, the Gemara never has it.
I mean, this is
an Yisrael. Yeah, there was a problem with the Shaila. If you mix in an egg and a tafshim and yantif and a sneak of eight to shalom and yantif, that's going to have an amma bakwa. They hold that it's not for the time of Dabar, Shiashim Atilin, it would be possible. And other Achalim say not, so if you Chalish does not, the state of the demon, the Gemara, so you should say Chazul to move to him that you should ask them. That's a different show. The three different sheep is in Shukhanah. Some hold not down at the gum. Shukhanah holds. Machamna no holds not down. And others hold that it's always a problem. If a man shneaker eats, it's always a problem. And if some says that that's a compromise, he says that it's the right of the master that the Rabbanim will make up, because if man won't come, has any bide like sheep, then if I do some means or not, then there's no man's car in the house. He says, since it's an bide like sheep, he has to be master from the right.
What is the definition of the system also along the limit?
The eye was absorbed into something, and now it's fully absorbed. Do you consider it as if it's the end? Listen, you consider it as if it's the end, or you consider it as if it's not the end. There's no double comments in Gantz in a different afternoon. A monkey took my paint and painted someone else. It's building in Gantz, I'll show you the Zikin. So whether the guy whose building was painted with my paint, what he has to pay me. Because of the Nene, for the Masha Nene. In Gantz in a different show. But he must tell two to the Hesed, he must tell two to the Hesed. That's why he needs the first stuff. The Rav is giving this answer. The Rav, again, what is the time to explain? We were discussing on Amin Aleph what part of his bush is an Echel, what part is a tree, what part is a Tiyama, to take the Gemara, even if you'll tell me how to make a Vata Lachas and Mosef because Lord, but on the bush, the only thing that has a Shem Echel is the, what is it, the Adyayim, it's the tree itself. But the Kafis and the Shal on top, even though it's not stickle edible, but basically it's an eight Tiyama, take the Gemara, let it be like the banana peel, let it be a Shem Echel. The rubber gave one answer that was rejected, then gives the other answer. Hello, my rubber. Heck, I mean, when do you say not to a shame with a tree? When do you say that the shell on top of the banana has been a shame with a tree? When it's still doing the job of doing shmir, after the tree has status of a tree, and the beast of the shah's matter, when the banana has a shame tree on it, it's no longer eight. But by the coffee, because at the end, if the coffee is the shell on the outside, it's a little bit edible. My coffee is the shell, late to the shell, to my tail. But it's not there, it's all that time.
It's all over the shell, it's the tree. Should it come a favor?
Yes. There's room to disagree with Robert. There's room to disagree, but Robert's not Sahir. She's not a simple tail. Because we had a cashier. Well, what's going on here? So Robert says, obviously, this is what we're all. that the only time it has to be in Shema Pru, there would be room to disagree. We understand that in Mashal Ha'adam. So the Rebbe says, no, it only has to be in Shema Pru if it's doing the Shmira, while the thing is already in the state of a Pru. If it was in the Shamra, then again, so it should lead up to become a Pru, that's not...
That she doesn't have to drink a Shamra after it's a Pru.
Well, that's the fact. In date, you have something similar. You have the shells that cover over, just like you have kaprizim covering over the aviyas. In the slappers, so too, by tmarim, you have the tachli are the shells that cover over the tmar. So he says, honey, the tachli be over. If you have dates that grow on a tree for the first 3 years, any dates that grow on the tree are going to be over. They were going to be over, regular over. So not only are the dates over, there are also bachelor of the over, and the tachli, the shells, are also a shame of the tree. I lost people, you lost about no, home enough, the shame of the pay. Fleck the Gemara, the shame of the pay, when the Sazi, when on its melon tree, when, how long does it still have the shell? It reaches a certain point and the shell no longer is the shame, the shell falls off. So when is it the shame? The kufrit, only the very early stage, Rashi says. Kishak man k'tanim, or in nature, still there is more kufrit in the shulam, before they're fully developed. The shulam are here, Rashi, it doesn't mean cooking it. Yeah. The tissue is not how to eat the right thing of the tree. The place of the Mara is exactly benefit to the Kafrisin. It's a correlation I'm going to pay you. Well, Nachman says that it does have to be in the Shema Tev. Have to take the other sweat. That's what you said. Is as far as the disagreement goes, yeah. That it was Meshama who ate the Alma, that it should lead up, it should be benefit to grow, to become a tree. Even though it's no longer Meshama, it's after the... inside a change, the state of people to the children's argument. Don't you see how not to argue with Robert? And for the Gemara, not in front of the Kraviyasi this time, there is a Machlekes HaTanoim. At what stage does the tree change its status from eight, that it should be considered three? With the other Nachmanides. With the other Nachmanides, the Nachmanides for Hapshashas, for Mishamayis, the Nachmanides for Orwell, the Nachmanides for Shmita, we mentioned this, we read it inside. The one thing that Nachman said, look at the AC, is not on the gate, so they have these shells that cover them for a certain stage, and then the shell falls off, and then it develops a little more. So that's the shell, the last stage that the gate has in growing on the tree before the shell falls off, that's up with an intermediate stage. The Gemara says that that stage is a Machoyi Satanah. I'm not in trouble like Rabbi Yossi Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi is a two minutes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Yonah. Smadar, also in the nation who is free, will take you Rabban and Alei, is a Machlegi Tatanan by Smadar. The first stage of militant. So in the Smorim, in the day tree, the Shemer is still there, during the stage of Smadar. As for the rest, it was the fruit of Ed for the next stage, because all the Amorim and the Mishnah brought the Makshin, we also had an answer in this Kasha, that's since we talked like that, all of the Rabbi Yossi, it's not that this intermediate stage does not have a shear tree. So it's only has the Alma. And the shear falls off before you get to the next stage, that Mom is done in the Dermot, the other stage. And the Tarsim says, yeah, that this is going to be done like the Rabbana. But Rab Nachman, who says that these shells that surround and protect the date, do have the dinner shame of the tree if it's an Ola tree. He hasn't fallen like Rabbi Yossi. He thought, because Rabbi Yossi, in other words, the more claims now that everybody's not to resolve the floor. Otherwise, you have to say something, or you're going to get stuck with the Gemara in our mouth. The Gemara in our mouth assumes that by the Slav, there's no dinner shame in the priest. So the answer is like Robert said, and on that one, he's not told the film. Check the Gemara Akashi, and ask if Lord has seen him in our door. Check the Akashi. But the Machlech is not annoyed in the Mishnah, no alarm. Which fruit do you apply to? Or Bishal, you know, I mean, the Girabon Alei, the Machlekes of Yisrael Rabon and the Mishnah is by grace. Happens to be by grace. So the Amorim now thought, who had been on it by Tumarim? And Rav Nachman is speaking about dates. The Sakhli are the shells that cover the dates. So the Gemara thought, Machlekes of Yisrael Rabon and applies to all fruits that grow on any tree. And
even though the original missionary happens to be speaking about Avram. So the Gemara says, but it's not true, their machlokes is only by grace. The Shari Rani, everybody holds that it doesn't have a din free until later. So how does Rav Nachman come up to say that the Misachli, the shells that surround the Gemara and have a din shami? He can't say holds like Rav Yezid. It's not machlokes, Rav Yezid is not from the Rachonah. It's not the Rezanity. The Shari Rani, the Pligir, Rav Analei, is there a machlokes? We have a Mishnah that says, name of Saint Christ. What is this? What's Nachman? This deal is a deal of Shmita. The deal of Shmita is that any place that goes there, Shmita, Shmita, goes to Shabbat, goes to Shabbat, goes to Shabbat, so as far as they have, which was very sweet, is it in the Yachla of the land they have to. You're not permitted to destroy them. The place is in the Yachla of the Hefzit, is it in the Balkashli? All 7 years of the Shemitah. The place says, Rachman has seen what he's going to eat the Balkashli. And it seems to be, you take off, we discussed this a little bit, but it's not in the Balkashli. It's annoying, it's in the way, whatever, so we have a... Rabbi has to, we'll take care of Balkashli. But if it's a Shemitah, it's an additional problem, it's not so easy to get rid of. This is the NCA of Yachla of Lola Hefzit. So the din of Yachla of Lola Hefzit only sets in once it's paired. It only has Kedushas Perish Mitzvah. If it's paired, if it's 8 B'Yamah, it's not going to have Kedushas Perish Mitzvah. And the mission has to determine, the mission has to tell us what's the Shear. From what stage on are the payers considered, the Perish Shvi'ah, are they considered payers? But it has Kedushas Perish Mitzvah on it. So it says, Ne'ema Tainkos, it's in the Sayyidana Tishvi, it's from what stage on in the development of the fruit? Is it considered a tree while it's still on the tree? They shame, I mean, call me on it's Mashiach Tzi, when they already start the Masa, and that's Mashiach Mashiach Tzi, what? Mashiach Tzi, what? What does Rashi say? Mashiach Tzi, that's a tree. What exactly does that mean? What does Rashi Tzi tell you? Is that Rashi is talking about it has in Gamsun, a different shot. A later stage. This Mashiach Tzi sounds like a very early stage. I think Washington is a later stage. Yeah. But the Shami of the Mashiach, the Tzi, I mean, that each fruit, each tree has a different shape. Acharuzin, if it's a boxer tree, Misha Yesharshiru. What is a Sharsheret? Is a chain. So Misha Yesharshiru means when you look at the boxer tree, it looks as if it has chains growing around it. It doesn't have any chains, but it looks like that. But that's the third stage in development. They have this onion, if it's vines, they have grapes growing. What's the shear that before that is called a Yama and after that it has a shame? This shear and Makhari should not only be the Negev to Perish Vidas, it should be one big equation, the Negev to Berkeley Race, like you said, do you say Berkeley Race? Well, it's not yet a priest, so the most you can say is Berkeley Radama. It's a face awful than you only say Shaka, and you say, well, I'm not there, but Shaka or nothing. But if it tastes good, the only thing is that it does not yet a shame free, so then face and says you can't say Berkeley Race. Yes. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that it's a doctor, it's only Chazan Shumas and Isis with the Rabbanim. So the Rambam says that it's basically not Baka Leva. Yes. The idea is that everything is going to be the Rabbanim. The only thing that's going to have Sarah's Dabbat is Yisra, that's how he's passing the other day. It's not Dabbat with that condition, it's not Yisra. The Rambam holds the road, fruits that grow on all the trees, oranges and grapefruits and everything, apples and pears. The Rambam, she says, is it all fruits on the Nathara? Or the Majra says, my Sigeric is the Rabbanon. And kidneys is the Rabbanon. But the Rambam also tells you, are they right? And how does the Rambam explain Chayuvin? That's what the Rambam writes. And what it's my thing is that it's basically not really my Chad Ben Adam.
So we make a Shechiyana, we say Shechiyana.
So you say Shechiyana?
No,
it's familiar when you tell us when you're in
there. Yeah, but okay,
just because it's only Mizrach Baran by Shumas Mashi doesn't necessarily mean that it's not going to be the right to that day. They're not necessarily the same.
So it would be much more
Yeah, that's correct. But that means Mizrach Baran means it's more Mashi than it is Mizrach Baran. I'm sure that's not Chayim Shumas Mashi. It is Mizrach Baran. That is the mission of the two. We talked about this. So we saw, say that every tree has a different shear.
one is considered free. When does it leave the space of Yama and develop to become free? Reuben, Misha Yishashu, once it looks like it has Shasharas all over it. Hagufanim, Misha Yigalu, once it reaches a certain age, we're going to talk about it. The Hazaitim, Misha Yamitu, Shakara, each fruit has a difference. Shakara Lona is Misha Yatsi, whatever that means. The Yomer, Abbasi had a comment, what does the word mean? When the Sura said, regarding Gifanim, Misha Yigalu, what does that mean? He says, the Yomer Avasi, the Finnish Amilin says, who? Bolster, who? Dorua, who? Pul Halogon. That's the same thing as Pul Halogon. Pul Halogon, Pulim, Habebalon. Pul Halogon is some kind of being that they have this Maratana. So the Maratana says, what did he say? You have grapes that are growing on a vine, and at certain stages in development, the grapes turn into Bebalon. It's a merchant, how can it be? Grapes don't grow, turn into Bebalon. They're two different things. One is a fruit, one is a vegetable. Mm-hmm. You know, along with all the night, but how can the grapes turn into... The similar statement reaches a certain point, what's that point when it turns into Bebalon? It's impossible, doesn't want to name. And then you're going to be like, to put all of them. When the grapes become so big in development, they grow to such a size that it's already the same size as the Pul Halogon. Then it's called tree.
Yes.
It's the
Kirin
number. I'm sure. It can't be. Some of them are never going to get the size of Pul Halogon.
Right.
Exactly what grapes are they talking about? And even if you know what grapes are talking about, how big is Pul Halogon? How do you know what it is? That's what this case is, yes. But that's what this case says. You see, the Gemara is making a whole equation over here. Does it have the same proof and they get what he says going through the earth? But it hides from Mr. Mises, is it makes the Alma? Whether it has the shame for Orla, whether it has the shame also for Orla, free for Orla, and whether it has the shame Orla, then it gets the Kedusha Tzera Shviyas. And it should be at least on the upper level card. So all you have to do is say that you need to pull Alovan before the size of pull Alovan, before the grapes grow, we don't know exactly which grapes we got. Before the grapes grow to the size of pull Alovan, then you cannot, then what? Then it does not have a shame for you, it's called the Alovan. They come and if you want to eat it, you can't say both of them, so that's what Tosis points out, and the Magen Avraham points out in Shulchan Aruch. The third Tosis from the top. The Prophet Mikhail and Habitarian, the Tanya Shlomo, from this Mishnah we can learn, that Allah bait the Prophet before Allah and Allah Bacham and Allah Bait the Rekha and Bait the Yadam. So the Magen Avraham said, the Adi Nogat Pul, Allah and the Tanya Nogat Gets, and so he said, and they'll say, Bait the Rekha and Bait. Allah is absolutely fully grown to the Makhlum, because maybe the Prophet will have a little early stage, before it reached this stage of Pul Halogon? We don't know.
Is it now it ripens after? Is it ripens later? It doesn't sound that it ripens later than what the vines would say 60 before. No, it ripens. That's supposed to be the real.
Are you ripening yesterday?
No,
And instead of it, it's still 8 kilometers, it's just going to be very too abundant. That's what becomes very too late. You have to wait till the greed is sufficient to be untrue, but it's less than a chalet. And less than a chalet.
That's all we have. If you take them off with the greed, you leave the survey and
the... It becomes more
edible.
But if they would have left it on the tree longer, it would have grown three times as big. So that's not that question.
It won't be edible.
So the Gemara has this Mishnah. God did my man shine for the Amma Boitalens, my darling. Rabati made it, the Rabati the Amma made a comment in connection with this mission. The two will say that in order for grapes, to be considered a shame free, it has to be the shade girl. What is the definition of the shade girl? Is there any more going in it? She says the sign is Shalom Yatu Kigarua. What's the Garua? The signs are, it has to be the signs of Tulalok. So who's, when is that? That's when it's Baita. That's the stage of this mother. So this Mishnah that says according to Beisilo, the way Rabbi interprets the Mishnah according to Beisilo, that grapes are only considered an eichel. It's less mechlal 8. Only at the point of Beisilens, Madalai, whose opinion is that Rabbanon, nonetheless, the Ktani in the Mishnah concludes there in Shvi'ah, but the last time in the Mishnah, Shakal Arlanai, all other trees that includes also day trees, it's modern, Shakal and Shetil, Ktani Shakal and Shetil. So what does that show? So what does that show?
That tree is not considered.
You have done it, I'm asking you to have
lazy. So what?
You mean any information doesn't have a shame like it. It doesn't have a shame for you. But you would have a shame like it. So Rav Nachman is not a problem. So Rav Nachman is not a problem. So what Rav said is the problem, huh? Well, all of a sudden it's a problem. What's the kasha? So where are we left over here? What is that? Kasha and Terence? It's a kasha what Rava said. Rava claimed that the explanation to the kasha was, what is it that one of the problems? You have this slot bush, and it has four things that are edible. So we're going to say, we're going to pass them that only one of them has a shampoo. Article has a shampoo, and all the others, even though they're tasty, do not have the shampoo, and they're with the oil. Take the Gemara. I feel not here that you don't have a shame free, but a shame of the free should also have a din and if you are not aware of it. So let the caprices that protect and surround the other yonai, let the caprices be also by non itam shame of the free. The rabbi gave the parents that the caprices fall off at a certain stage. What stage? The Gemara claims that is the Gemara seems to say now. That's a stage in between Smadar and Vaisar. That's like a stage in development. So now the Gemara says, so what? That in all other trees, Shakar, the one that's in the Rabbanan would agree with Rabbi Yosi, that Madar is a tree. Madar is a tree, so let the Kapitan be a shaman of tree for the Rabbi Yosi. The Kapitan is still serving as a shaman while the Snap is in that stage of Smadar. And Shakar, the Smadar is a tree. So the second parent of God is occupying. Second parent is wrong. The fact that you lost before the Gemara about it should do so for the Rabbah, like you argued, one should argue, first thing Mato to argue. It also has a bit of shame of the tree. If this thing is Mishana 8, that's when a developer would become a tree, and who made this shame, it wouldn't be able to become a tree, it would never become a tree, that's also called shame of the tree. Now the Gemara says, no! The Gemara says, Rabbah's wrong. Mirachis and Gantz in the other direction, but Rabbah said that while it's Mishana, the Kapitan, well, it's Mishamel Abiyanin, Kapitan Mishamel Abiyanin. It doesn't yet have a shame free. It's not true. Everybody could agree that it already does have a shame free before. The mom is the facts are wrong. Forget about the story and things as well. The facts are not true. It does have a shame free, even while before it falls off, because mother, in all other truth, does have the status of free. And on my mother, so it's right. This is not the first two steps. So it's right. Right, so the Gemara assumes, similar stage, parallel, that the Shafisian protects the Abiyayinai, holds on that it's in the stage of Smadar. And it falls off before it reaches the stage of Vaisar. So they thought that Smadar and Kolokar Kula, we passed in Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman was like, basically, but we passed right to Rabbanon, so therefore, by the Shafisian, since the Shafisian only cover over that Abiyayinai when it's in the stage of Smadar, and it falls off before it develops to become a Baita, that there's never Mishamri while it had the status of Tzitzit. Well, I said, it's not true. It never was a Machlek, it was a Rabbanon, I'm asking with Rabbi Yosi, that even when the Abiyayas are in the state of Madar, they do have a Shem Kri. So it's Mamish Mishamri the Pri, so for 3 weeks, well, I have the Shem Kri. So why shouldn't it be a bit of Shem Kri? The definition of failing is not, doesn't always have to be edible. Sometimes you have wood that does have a sufficient perish meat. It marks us on the end of Baba Tama that the definition of tree is it's not the same for Shemitah as it is for Chumas Hamas and Sephora, things aren't different. It has to be Hamas to be Yerushalayim. But if it's something that's done with Achim HaSadam, so then it's judged if it's a fruit that grows on a tree. True, sometimes you'll have wood, namish wood, that's not edible at all, but it will have sufficient perish meat. But when we're dealing with fruits that are edible, because then it all has sufficient perish meat when it's really Achim.
And so part of the period that even the shemer is also about another, that's not the shishaka shari shari my spirit. If you remove the shemer, the spirit will start to shrivel up. Let's say you have a banana. Because you leave on the field, you have an ox. You leave on the field, it's going to last for a longer time. You take off the peel, or you take off the shell from the almond, then it's going to start to dry up and to shrivel up. So that's called the shemer of the period. What if you have a shemer of the period, that even if you take it off, it
won't change.
It's going to remain anyway. So then it's not doing the shaman of things. And if you shock down the shaman of my spirit, the fear is going to die. But halacha by these chafis and by the avionis, even if you remove the shell that grows on the outside, even if you remove it, my spirit, it will not die. That's what Rabbi said of Stickle Paris. The question is, does it correspond to reality? If you sit in the base medicine, you said it's Stickle Paris. But he mostly they experimented, and it turns out that it did try it on Hadi, who was going to once try with that, a Shakur and an Ezri minor. They tried it by a Rimon fruit, they took off the peel. The Amish reminder, because the Gemara said before that there is a din, a shame of a tree by a Rimon. The Gemara says they experimented and it took a shriveled up. They shrank up and became Nisam Nachil because of the fact that they didn't have their thing. They didn't have a shock. The Shakur, then they experimented in the Parcha de Bitipa, they took off the Aj. The Kafishim that surrounded the other allies, he kind of thinks so. Let the others remain. The Rabbis took a terror that he said a Hechrech, and they experimented and it turned out that it was wrong. That's a short experiment. They should have tried it 1,000 times. I don't know. So that's how he talks to Allah. So now, if someone is interested in eating these things that grow, on the, we know the din of Orla, again, Orla Beretz Yisrael is the din of Chumnish, even a Sephardic Orla is also. And Orla B'chutz Yisrael is Halacha Menashim Nisinai, so Kach Nehme Halacha that Vado Osir in Tzveka Mutter. And Sephardic even includes them Achlekes, even if they're Rabbim or Machman, the Yachid is Nekom, that's a Sephardic Orla who finds the Halacha Maita, what's the din? So that in Chutz Ma'aretz, that's what the Gemara said. Marba Ravashi did it like that. Rabbi Amrav says that that's the way we're supposed to do it. If you have a drop for growing, you're not permitted to eat the Aviyonis, but you're not permitted to eat the kafis in the shell. It does not have been a shame of the tree, Rabbi explained, but let it be the tree itself, you're going to have shame of the tree. No, it's not the tree itself. But there were three shittas in Tamayim. Only one Tana held like that, that only the Aviyonis. And then the other Tana said even the kafis, and the third Tana said even the smart. So why do we pass him? So that's the shayla. Do we pass him this way because Kalameka Bar Kalach the Master Bechutzlar? Or do we pass him this way because this is the Pesach Halach on a night to Ben Gar Ben Bechutzlar? What if he had such a bush growing in Eretz Yisrael? A snuff bush growing in Eretz Yisrael? Do we pass him the same way or is it only Bechutzlar? They seem to say it's only Bechutzlar. And it's not the country's tribute, it's only Bechutzlar.
What does that mean in common because what?
That
the Yisrael Adin, really talks to him like this, Rabbi Abraham Achram, it really is a priest. Why not to mean it? What bracha do you say when you eat it? Should you say bracha or bracha or bracha?
That we say it's
the bracha is not going to change the United States. So there is no vinkal. So I'm going to say that the left smart of the quick flower and that's only flower. And almost a special thing to talk about with so what should we do halakha ma'isa? So let's continue in the parentheses. The Yerba Mustafa came now by Rav Rashi. He passed to us, my Rav Rashi, like I'm Rav Yudha Mayab, that was the very sad learning. Halakha let's talk about pictures. Okay, I'm going to say that also. He talked to no one disagreed. My Rav Rashi, I'm Rav Yudha Mayab. He made a whole talk of why, but no one ever said it's wrong. So I'm at it. So it's just my Rav Rashi. And then it says, the Mirza Magabi, oh no, Lavkeinen, who sins in her Kefalo. The kafis in the show, the cover up the avianus. Hamus the kafis. It's not a shame of a theory, and it's not the beauty, so think it's not a beauty. Therefore, it's almost logic, you got a block of money out there, you know? And the block of the refund, you have a block of all those both of them. Where is the right Doma? The Tessa says, what are you talking? The only reason why we said that is that this Musa Banor, Kalam Nefer, the Rachim, the Bukhut Flores. That the Avionis with the Catholics in, the special thing in order that you make on this topic. But Nikra Adim, we don't know like that. So the Bracha should really be very good, even on the Catholics. So what are you going to do tomorrow? You're going to cross out a stick on the Gemara. The Catholics is saying, you don't have to cross it out, it was never in the first place. This is not from the Gemara. This is from Halacha's Gedolah. That's the Catholics say. Lashon Halacha's Gedolah is the Slav Halacha Gassina. The fourth sentence on the Ramad says, Rosh and Halach and Gedolah with the quotations and the Sefer Halach and Gedolah by Rav Yehuda Goy Goyim. Whoever wrote this, a big shayla, who wrote by Halach and Gedolah? Some Rishonim always describe it to Rav Yehuda Goy Goyim, and others describe it to Rav Shimon Kayoro. And others point out that Rav Yehuda Goy Goyim, there are many different editions of the Halach and Gedolah. And a lot of times they're very, very different. How can it be? A person wrote a book, and there's all these different versions of the book, so the Rishonim say he was a Sagi Nora. And he dictated the book. So once you get you, everybody has a different opinion. So the Rabbi Yehuda was a Sagi Nora. So he dictated the station. So there are many different versions of what he said. They have now a new scholarly edition of the Yehud of the Halacha Gedolah that has four of these stories, and they identify this one from this manuscript and that manuscript. Where is the story for that? That's the shine. Rabbi Akiva says the only thing is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Leizer says verse 3. And then there was a third writer that said two of the three. I'll tell them three of the three. So the Gemara quoted down is the third time. Which one do we pass him on? So on the top of Omid Beis, the Gemara said on the top of Omid Beis, the top line. Good Akiva, good Malkin Rav Leizer. Abdinei Chavati B'Shan, good Malkin Mekir, Olein HaMishnah. What does that mean? So there were two ways to learn the Gemara. Rav Akiva, good Malkin Rav Leizer. We're passing like Rav Akiva against Rav Leizer. But we're never going to pass him like B'Shan. That was one way to read. And we didn't read like that. When we learned the Gemara, that's how the Rav Yehuda Goy Goy read. Midr Gabiola Lafferin, you know? This one. Since the Gabiola, we talk like Rav Akiva, but it's only first year that it's on the Rav Yehuda, and everything else is first year at Doma. That's how Rav Yehuda Goy Goy read that Gemara. Rav Akiva, we're walking up Lezer. Abdiel Kavata means we talk like him, period. Lachalutin. But we didn't read like that. We read, there's a machlek in Tatarai, Rabbi Kiva Rav Leizer, and we know that we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva in this case, but Kalameka Bart, and Rabbi Kiva Rav Leizer, we're adapting the two of the chutzpah. But the Shama, the Machlek in Tatarai, in Mishnah means that the Shama is so to be ignored, that even the chutzpah, he can't say Kalameka Bart, and Rabbi Kiva Rav Leizer, they were in Ganson, they were outvoted, in Ganson outvoted. That's what we read the Gemara, that's what the Gedolei Acharim read the Gemara. Yes. Ready. Yeah, all the other Mishnayim were shot.
They don't learn. Only other Shem Torah learn like the Bahad. Bahad read that top line in the Gemara. We have Rishinim walking up Lezah, Abdina Kabbalah said, do you have to be fasting like Rabbi Akiva? Do you have Lezah? Even though it's his Rebbe. And the other Shem said, it's not true. We've been fasting like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Lezah. You never fast like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Lezah. And we know what it means is, we got beyond the Bechut Torah, we'll apply the Torah, and make a bet, we'll lock them out to Bechut Torah. So Bisham and Rimak Mitzilo, the Bahad reads, Bisham and Rimak Mitzilo, just means we don't fast like Bisham. We said, no, it means much, of course you don't fast like Bisham. It means more than that. Means you can't even apply the Torah because I'm not about to lock them out to the Christians because they're outvoted, they belong to the minion. They're not voted, that's what the Yud and the other person say, whatever, there's a Machloke. And we know what the deal is because you vote off the right, then you can say, call I'm not about to lock them out to the Christians. But if I'm the minion, I'm the minion is over. So then it's not shaft to be mocked up in the Yud, say, well, okay, the zombie is considered to be mocked, you can't be lying at the shaft of crack. It's over. That's what the mission is saying, Mr. Yaim and the other women in the eyes. He said, yeah, the Machlokes, whether this thing, the Kafikim, the shells on top of the Abiyam and the Shankari or not, so he says, they're both right, and the other women in the when you have the Machlokes in the Kafka like the Yavim against the Yavim, it doesn't mean the Yavim is absolutely incorrect as well. It's not like on the mindset, but as far as the Hanukkah Chajab, we don't follow that, but they did touch the Shishit. Yeah. When you get to Orlov, we pass in the Kula. When you get to Bracha, same way, same with Kutzlars, we will not pass in the Kula. That's what Tosis disagrees with the Bahak. Tosis says, Rosh and Allah, because you don't listen to Tosis parentheses. Look, it's the Kamaka Abashi, and we do the Gabi Yom Arab Tehri, who's the Kula. The Tosis says, we don't know what Allah has to do. You don't know how Ram, the Bala Tosis holds. There's a Gabi Yom Arab Tehri, who I know you shouldn't call a network of Allah and Rosh and Kutzlars, only a Kula Hill for Sola. This then you're going to establish a target of taxes. Exactly, even in the target of taxes you have. No, the problem is called a make about the left and left because it sounds like even a target of taxes. It is a target of taxes. You have such a thing of a din. You might have such a thing of a din. The mother says, you cannot adopt Nikula Bishama Kumna Tula, you cannot Nikula Bishama Nikula Bishama Tula, if the Sabbath is such, you cannot follow that. The mother is not talking about all of these kind of things. If it would be an issue of Sabbath Kumna Tula, if you decide to you would. The Russian is here for Sabbath. The mother has an exact Russian. Karam. Halach Yikud HaNekul Ba'avu. The thing with this, whenever, Kalmach, and the mother tells you, say, Kalmach, Kalmach, Bishat HaNekul, say, Rabbi Nachmin, the Yachid Meiko, so whether it's a Dinder Rat, the Dinder Rat, then again, follow the opinion of the Rabbi, except the Rebbe Tabelis, because it's on a call, that's the Allah Yidin HaMeiko Ba'ava. It's a thing that's similar to this thing.
And even though all of the good floors, the Raman Kaskin, Shukran Kaskin, Tawakam Rashmatina, but Kachnema Aloha, that's fake and Mitzvah, so the call is Mitzvah. So the same thing, Kachnema Aloha, even if one should assume that Avelis is the right, so the Avishan Mohr, there are certain aspects of Avelis are the right, yeah, Avelis Avishan and Mechabit Kaskin is the right, still the Rush, quote, the right, the Shloshim is the right, and the Jesus is the right, the Rush is the right, and the Rush is the right, but there are some certain aspects of Avelis are the right, if it's third, the Aloha still is the Sathik Avelis is the coolest, even if it's the right, so it's just an error been pointed out, and Rampam quotes that, Texas, that Sothic Averus is Nikula, even if one should assume that Averus is there. It's really not from a Sothic. So just like there is a Din Halach, because I'll make over Ovil, and there the Pasim points out that even Tartar Asas is also Nikula. So over here also, Tartar Asas will also be Nikula. The Pasim pointed out that again, let's say this case, there's a Ravai and Chalamai Tefer. So you don't begin to count the Shiva until after Yom Tov is over. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in the name of the Rishonim, the first day of Shiva, the first day counts the Shiva is the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gadol, the Gadol of Chutzlar. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gadol counts for the first day of Shiva, even when Yom Tov Shiva on that day. So usually a person says Shiva, one is an abdominal error, he is six and a half days. The man of the 7 days from Mitzvah and Tukuna. And what happens if they start to finish it on Mitzvah, as it fully was on Chalamad, on Yom Tov, so then you only put Shiva 5 and a half days. What's that then? Because you go to Kula, the Ra'an, in the beginning of Kula, so it's the Ramban in the beginning of Kula. You go to Kula in both directions, because Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gadol is that three could be right. Maybe yes, maybe no. If it is Yom Tov, then the Shiva doesn't begin until tomorrow, and then you're not permitted to observe any Avelis on the last day, okay. And if it's a Kodesh Tafik Kodesh, if it's called, then the Shiva begins on Yom Tov Sheni. The Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gadol is not Yom Tov. So we go to Kula, try to decide to say, you don't begin the Shiva until the day later, but you end the Shiva a day earlier, and sitting as if it began yesterday. Tachmamish or Tati is nothing. The guy only said Shiva, 5 and a half days. That's the Aloha of the Kodesh. He said, you observe Kula. Aloha said, I'll never go, but even when I'm in Tati is nothing. The Kodesh was there. The Kodesh was there. But Kodesh, he said from his father, Ahayroh, the name of his father, There is a machlekes, not normal machlekes, but you know there's a big machlekes between the Nitzit and that before Balashin and his son-in-law. But before Shapiro, what's the din? If, let's say, they're taking a maze to help Israel to be buried. And there are relatives who are staying behind, not to bring them up. So they'll be going along, they got married into the shield, they'll be giving them an answer, and South Africa, and the Bible was being based on Thursday morning, and it's not the first year after, you can't get there until Thursday morning, they don't have every hour on the hour, they don't have strength to go to South Africa, he's not going to get there from the Bible. So does he begin counting Shiva right away to test it? He's not going to go, but he's saying no. Let me say he begins right away. If he was metaphor a little bit, so he did do some hisaskus in the med. Then when he finishes, he says, that's called the plural. The plural has what he finishes. But he didn't do any hisaskus. He didn't experience any plural. And then the Shiva doesn't begin until Thursday morning. So they'll call him up on a telephone and tell him the plural is finished in South Africa, and then he's not able to do it. So then he did help like that. That whenever it's in a foreign country and they send the telegram, they call on the telephone and he's not going to go, so there was no clue yet. There was no clue in the thief and there was no hisaskus. What means the Gemara had hisaskus to do? He didn't know anything. So he cannot begin to count Shiva, the Shiva is not over, until after the clue on the Shiva. Before hell held not so. Before hell, that if you're not going, you're not going to do anything, and you can even talk about it. Shmi is Mechaz right away.
I guess telephone calls to be misstated for the Leviathan, that's a people group.
No, no, he observed the Lord of Shiva, but it's not Eila, so they're the Lord of Shiva.
He
observed Shiva, and then the first day of Shiva, the woman begins to count the afternoon.
Is it
possible
to have any Shiva involved
in the Lord of
Shiva?
Well, this
case. That's my question.
That's my question. So I also would like to today, in Europe, it was up until the war, there was a big machlokes, it felt like many of them.
And today,
the
last
of the
years, the religious
people to get there
so
yeah,
so
the
African
today
will talk
about it. Someone's not going there to South Africa. It's very hard. Australia. People are not going to go to Australia. They're not going to hold an 3 days, so no one's going to come. China comes up pretty well. So today, the notion Rubadub departs from Holy River Foil. That if they notify somebody that a relative died and he's not going to go, so the Shiva begins to take it from the
eye.
So Rav Soloveitchik said, the Rav Zahavavavavav said that his father used to pass him at the Machlekes in the Sivan of the Foil to the Dinah Talek, said, I'll make a verbal investigation and pass it to him. It doesn't begin Shiva till later, and then very too later, and then it ends earlier. And that Shiva, 2-3 days Shiva. But just because of what do you mean you don't have Shiva till later? You're talking to these Shiva Shiva, you can begin right away. Right. So the life doesn't begin till later. What do you mean it doesn't begin Shiva? He already did begin Shiva. I don't know exactly what
that
means. Because
you
all live
because you're not coming to Shiva again.
Okay. We have such a call. How often did I make a bottle? And then we shouldn't say even targeted is not here. That's why there's a Mahalik. What about Rosh Hashanah? What about Rosh Hashanah? Let's say Rahman Khan does a Rabbi Rosh Hashanah. First day, second day, whatever. So on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you don't deserve any Aveva, so Rosh Hashanah is not a stake of the end. That's a Yom HaRisk, it's not a stake of the end. So should you say that you have to observe a full 7 days, 6.5 days after Rosh Hashanah, or do you say the same day? That the second day of Rosh Hashanah counts as the first day of the Shiva, even though you don't deserve anything. So that's a big mistake if I heard it. You make on that also. Make on that also. The question is, what is that based on? And that they claim that's based on the other day in the Ramadan, the beginning of the let's say on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, whichever. That's where you on the first day has to be like day day. On the second day, a little bit like day day. But yeah, sometimes it happens. Those of us press. But sometimes yeah, it's really on the first day or the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So that's a big machlokes to Shai Shuvah. That's the Abayation code. It's a big machlokes to Shai Shuvah. That you say the same is to compare, but the second day of Rosh Hashanah counts as the first day, even though you're not observing it, even though there's nothing, there's no fake of the way. There's nothing. You can't say, I want to do make a devil with a part of the sacrifice. You can't say, it's not over.
So why should it start
like that? Shavuot is the same as any other time. The second day should work for you as soon as...
That's what
it's not to take it. It's the second day should work for the regular fake of the way. So the second day should work for sure. It will count as the first day.
The
second
day should start on the first day of 34.
No, Rosh Hashanah is not Al-Yantid.
Yeah, but
Al-Yantid,
it can't
be Al-Yantid. The Ramban, you have to decide a certain time. So one of the two who was, since it's only Al-Yantid, the Rabbanon, so it's all of the Shiva. So then you say, even the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Al-Yantid, they're right. The second day of Rosh Hashanah is only Al-Yantid, the Rabbanon. And the other day in the Ramban holds that. So that's the Machlokes. I find it, do you task him like this Kubo now? Do you task him like that Kubo? So you're right, we eat the Tafritin, we eat the Shreva Lepri and Chutzalara, and as the Igno Tanara fruit, he throws on the premise of the Tafri, and as we're about to eat it, we say, Bari Reisi, you know, the Chamamish is Tafri the Tafri. If it's a pre, there should be a Hotem Kamala, so the answer is, Halach Kala Mekabot, Halach Kamala, the Chutzalara means, any Tafri Kala, who even Tafri the Tafri. We do it all the time by the Bible. It's the same. Whenever they took a vote, they were together, they took a vote in Amdul Minyan, so then it's disregarded. You still say, hey, we're going to get to Lord, and shit is Bishama, but it's not people's third, it's on third. But you don't say Benegir to Hanvagis Agadim, Benegir to Chagis Agadim, came to Eli Eru. You can't say that Bishat Hatzchaki Vishini Lion Bishama, you can't say that Bechutzlar is in the rule, it'll be Halachimot, you can't say that Shaishik is Bishamai by Avelu, you will have the Kuda. It's totally ignored as far as Hanvagis Agadim is concerned. Oh, the Negev, the brothers, we follow the Rebbe's opinion. The Rebbe's opinion is, that the Kafis are not a tree. The Negev to all of us, there is a sheet of Kofun, namely that if he was sheeted, that the Kafis are not a tree, but that's enough to label it as a set of Kofun. That's what the Rebbe wrote in the end of the first parish in Kibushim, on the wrist, the Rebbe on the side of the wrist, right? Kolomekavot, the Rebbe of the Kutzlot, is because that's called the set of Kofun of the Kutzlot, it's a set of Kofun. But the fact that there is a machlokes tatamim, and even though Yochid the Rabbi Rabin is ignored, but you can't ignore it to the extent to say that it doesn't exist. We don't talk about it, but it is still a selfie culture in the back of our mind. There is a selfie culture, so that's the rest of the maker. Kolamekel bar to love to most of the chutzlor, selfie culture of the chutzlor is even an excess of Seker the Rabban Lekul. We pointed it out. Seker the Rabban Lekul doesn't apply when you have a machlokes Yochid the Rabbi. Let's see what. Kolamekel bar to love to Rabbi Machmir the Yochid Meir. Allah to give our rabbis, they their eyes and they their bottom. Except for our dervis and except for order, because it's a tzidin, any sort of kobol. It's even more than take a darabon of kula. It's not enough to say, even if you say, all of the chutzlars is the rabbon, like Rashi said, all of the chutzlars is the rabbon, so we understand topic of the chutzlars. That's not your ass. Topic of the chutzlars is even in excess of take a darabon of kula, the marshal. Shlomo the Trigger has his children, it's two times out, so he writes, against the way Rav Moshe Salvation says. He says, Kalanek, he says, Halachi, the Radek of the Ozel, obviously is based on Seker the Rabban Lekula. And he wouldn't say Seker the Rabban Lekula by a type of the Zaka, because the Kedish in Yerideya is in Kuf Yedala, so it's in the first Kedish Yerideya, and now all the Pashmas are in Shtek Zeris, he couldn't say that to the Sanctuary. So obviously you cannot say Halachi, the Radek of the Ozel, or Seker the Rabban Lekula, but not in type of the Sanctuary. The foolish more! The foolish, the Ramban, the Moshe Salvechi didn't make it up. The Ramban, the beginning of the Sukkot, all of us can say, how often times the rule? How often did I make a goal? There was even an excess of sake of the Ramban and the Kula. I feel the Moshe Salvechi in the Sanctuary. Any stuff is called to rule. It's always an excess. If you have Rabbi Machmir, the Yochid Maker, that's not the sake of the Ramban and the Kula. No, there he is. What giveaway? That it's a bigger Kula than Sveik of the Rabban Lekula, so it's even a bigger Kula, so what's even tied to this answer?
There's
nothing very unique
about all of
it,
there's no other
one,
it's
a one-time proposition.
You
know, always only one time. What do you mean?
Once you
observe all of
it, you do
another thing.
It's the whole thing,
the core
of it,
because
it's not
kind of
a
premise.
Another
tree is three, but another tree is three.
This thing also.
It's the opposite. You pick up the tree and read. So the Shesh Maitre has a chidush, he says my time, even if it's a case where it's a part of the sasha. Namely, let's say a man is a suffix mamzer and he wants to marry two girls. He says the chendera of Erigosh. One of them is a mamzer of Babel, and one of them is a yuteris sheira. So at Menasera he's allowed to marry the mamzer of Babel, so the suffix mamzer is mitzvah. Maybe he's also a mamzer. And then I think he's allowed to marry the Israelis Sheva because he's not a mamzer. So the Shesh Maitre says, he says something, and he marries both at the same time. Haithach HaShai to the Sanctuary. It doesn't matter. That's halacha. So if he's mamzer, he has to go or even a Sanctuary. There's no problem. You can't say Malashah. Well,
you might say
that
he's not
a
mamzer. He's a Sanctuary. He's a Sanctuary. And he's permitted to marry a Sheva and a mamzer at the same time. The Tzadik doesn't bother me, just like it doesn't bother me by the Avelis, the Tzadik doesn't bother me by the Orla, It doesn't bother you by the Sufis Mamzer either. The Chacham Mamzer puts all of these together.
What's
and all three changes, or two more places, all of these three changes, the Yediyah Sa'isir is a condition in the Nihil Ba'isir. If you don't have Yediyah Sa'amzer, there's nothing. So with the Imam of Shach, you still don't have Yediyah, where you hold it. You still don't know what's doing. And by the Sufis Mamzer, because what is it by the Sufis Mamzer, the Yediyah is a condition in the Nihil Ba'isir. There's a tesis in the beginning of Sukkot. Dalet on an Aleph, I think, there's a tesis in the beginning of Sukkot. The tesis quotes the Bahag, I think. It quotes the Bahag that it only applies to a Machlekes HaTanayim. It doesn't apply to a Machlekes Amaroi. So the Kavli Nisano on the bottom of the Rosh, at the very end of my cut, the very last page, I think the last Kavli Nisano on the Rosh, says, we don't follow that, because in the later parts of it say that you apply the cloud Allah that I make a Bible even to a Machlech Tachredim. They say, we don't follow that Baha'i. But you only have to understand, okay, we don't follow the Baha'i. What in the world was he talking about? Why? Why can't you say Allah that I make a Bible by Machlech Tachredim? Why not by Machlech Tachredim, Machlech Tachredim? What's the difference between Tachredim and Amaroi? The difference of Tzidim is in the level of learning, and the higher level. So what? Now, I thought that he meant a different thing. I thought Pshat and Bahag is a different word, and it doesn't come in spiritual with the way you're talking. There is a Gemara in Tzidim, Rashi and Tzidim both comment on the Gemara, that when do you say, Eilu v'Eilu, give it a Kim Chaim, and you have a Machloike, Chacham and Malibu din Afshayim. I know that Pshat should be like this, and you know Pshat should be like that. What if we're not arguing our Libba Den Ashayi? We're reading our Gemara, and we're arguing how to punctuate the word. But we're the Amoroyim have a Machlekes, what did the Tanayim say? Not the Amoroyim Machlekes, Yush or Abidah. Abi Yush, what Abi Yush? No. Let's say there's a Tanah who makes the statement, and there's a Machlekes up by the Rabbah. How do you read the Tanah statement? Did he say this or did he say that? So then he came to El Reed and Libba Kim Chaim, and the Tanah didn't talk out of both sides of the Tanah. He either said yes or he said no. So there, Rashi says, you came to El Reed and Libba Kim Chaim. When you're arguing about a fact, so one is right and one is dead wrong. Machlekes in the so whoever is wrong is ever wrong. Wrong is wrong. So whenever you can't say anything with the Kim Chaim, then the whole klal of halach did not make a bomb doesn't apply. If you have a real sophic ashokal, you don't know. So if halach sophic avelis, we'll call that. But if it's not a sophic ashokal, it's a right. The right holds one way, and the near holds the other way. So the near is without voting. So do you say that he's wrong? Or do you say, no, it's still a sophic avelis? Since the Machlekes is in Alibah the Nafshayu, so then if the Ram says it's still called a Sophic Kovus, so not because I'll make a bubble, and the Sophic Avelis will cool it. But if it's a Machlekes Amaloyim, we have a Machlekes, that's what the Bahag meant. If the Amaloyim have a Machlekes, what does the Tana mean? Not on Alibah the Nafshayu, it's the same as Machlekes Atanoy. You have a Machlekes Rachem Alibah the Nafshayu, what should it be? You don't say, look, because I'll make a bubble, why not? But if you haven't, guess what Rashi Salvation said, but the Machlekes of the Sfarim, in the speech they said, Allah did not make a bow. Contemporary there, Allah did not make a bow. So you have a Machlekes Amoraim shot in the Tana, what does the Tana mean? So that's what the Bahag said. Whoever is wrong is wrong. So if you can say Elo the Elo, then the whole principle of Allah did not make a bubble, doesn't it, Lord?
I mean, you say the same by Avelos, that even though it's a topic of Avelos, it's cool, which is every side of Avelos, but cool, it's what it's one.
If you have a Machlekes in the Seas, right. If you have a Machlekes in the Seas and it has been assumed like the majority opinion, then the minority view is totally rejected. It's assumed to be absolutely incorrect. We may be willing to assume that. It may be that he's really right, but the way we function, is that we assume that the way we write the meat is wrong. So wrong is wrong. So you can't follow the
You don't follow in terms of being
But if you have Machlekes in the Messias, and you assume that the Messias is one way and not the other way, then it's wrong. So that's kind of Sophic Kovus.
And
the
Sophic Kovus is a Sophic Kovus.
Correct, but it's
Sata Karma, Sata Karma Tis is the best of it. That's the original din.
Oh, we spoke about last week.
Right here. Oh, is that over like this? Sata Karma, the Chutz La'aretz, is with the Zichar at line. When it's a Sata Karma Tis. I planted a bush, a lot of people do it. They planted a bush in front of the Samhal, and then they lost track. The question don't remember whether it's a tree or whether it's a tree or not. If they remember when they planted it, then you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the other day, they tell you how to chop it. And the question don't remember how old it is. So that's called a Sata Karma. But what if it's a Sata Kindin? And the Gemara says, you still call it a Sata Karma. Even if it's a Sata Kindin. That's what we said last week. In the Yankif, in the same book, the Elif Yankif, he commented on this Rashi, I'm on the boat. Why does Rashi in Kol HaLayim over here, Rashi says, all of the Chutz La'aretz in Tehillim Rabbanan? What time did Rashi in Tehillim Rabbanan? He could have said, Salaf HaMashim in Sinai. He said that, and now look, it's making Mutter. He says, no, because our Gemara says this Chiddush, that not only do you apply Salaf Gorlo, the Chutz La'aretz Mutter, to a Tzadik in the Sea, even to a Tzadik in Din, it also applies to Rashi as Gebarah, how can that be? The Halacha is going to tell me how to pass him in the Sake of the Din, it's like you haven't figured out the Din. The Halacha is not going to tell you what to do if you can't figure out the Din. But as she said, oh, this is must be going with the sheep and the topic of the Chutzal Kamei. All of the Chutzal Kamei is about Raman. So if you have a topic in then you have to go to Kula. We hold, not like Rashi, we hold that even though all of the Chutzal is Halacha the Mishim is Sinai, but still Kach Nema Halacha, Tzeka Mutan, not only a topic in the Diz, even a topic in Diz. Even a topic in Diz. For sure. Yes, yeah, even a topic in the Diz. Even a topic in the The top person from Lamed Vav on the day brings up an issue. The Mishnah says in our law, let's say I plant an orange tree. That not only and the oranges that grow the first 3 years, if there are any oranges, no oranges left. There's no thing that the first 3 years worth of oranges are left. If any oranges grow, the first 3 years left to take you from the ground, but those oranges are left to Bachim of Anna. So not only the oranges are out there, the shell is out there, and the seeds, the pips inside are out there. So the shell is also that exerts a cause of that cereal. The shell is not edible and the pips are not edible. So why are they out there? So the shell is also because it says in the bright cereal, of malasa et cereal is a cause of the cereal. None of you shame of the cereal. So let's say I want to eat, I'll make some kind of marmalade, or I'll make some kind of the... Marmalade, let's say, from a jelly, from the shell. So the Gemara never said the shell is free. The Gemara didn't say the shell is free. No, the Gemara says the shell is a din in Arno. The shell is a free, is after Arno. The Gemara didn't say the shell is a free. But if you want to eat, the shell is not very lachi, but if somehow you make it mix in a lot of sugar, you make it very lachi, but it's not going to become very free. The most you can do is very free, though. But the shell is the seed. The Mishnah says there in Orlah that the seeds are Asr, and the Gemara never said that the seeds are Asr is learned up in the Pasuk as Tzirio, as I talk of Tzirio. So why the seeds are Asr? So it must be that it's Tzirio! Either it's three, or it's as I talk of Tzirio. Since the Gemara never says that the seeds are Asr, so it must be it's three. So this has ramifications for Bichas Hanahan.
Maybe it's just in the order.
In other words, it's learned out of men. Okay, so let's see. The Tesis says on the top Tesis, three Tereya Goyzim. The Gemara quoted here on Mishnah and all that. Not 10 lines from the top, the Gemara quoted. The Tesis says, three Tereya Goyzim, the Hagarim, Chayav Liyoy. So the Klipe is within Shem of the Klipe, but the Garim, the Gemara never said that that's learned out of men. The Tesis must be the Tereya. Because it's Tereya. Mikan, from this Mishnah Arba, you see, if you make a marmalade, you make some kind of a michael, you mix in enough sugar, fill the seed, that's very sweet, but the bracha will be burnt here. If you mix in fill the shells, fill the seals, that's very sweet, that can become burnt here. Mix in fill the pit, that's very sweet, will. The conscience of the bracha, I'm a religion, so did the bidon, it's a garin, a fire chicken, it's a tapuchim, any kind of thing, you mix them up, the chomini garin, it's a very, very sweet, So the Rashbod disagrees and he has your taina. He says, even though the Gemara says, Ezra Tafitim, I'm the Shem of a Pri, Rechule! And he's Shem of a Pri in the Garidim, it's all on that for them. He says, it doesn't mean, the Mishnah never meant to say that the Garidim are Pri, the Garidim are also included in the Shem of a Pri, and the Garidim are Pri. So he says, the Hilchot, the Rashbod credit on this, he says, the Hilchot, the Hilchot,
the Garim should also be Kwaiti Adam, should not be a Kwaiti Adam.
There are two things that are tougher. One is the Garim and one is the Shomer. But if it's neither of the above, the Garim are the things that make it grow. The Shomer is the thing that protects it. But if it neither protects it nor helps it grow, it depends on your health. Okay? That's what a tough one is. Okay? That, we understand. That's very much higher than the list of proper material. And the Shomer is also pretty high on the list. But if it's a Shomer, which is not really a Shomer, a Shvat Shomer. Shana Chinam, whatever. Shana Chinam. That's not a Shana. That's not a Shana of a priest. I mean, if most people would eat the fish, then there shouldn't be any more places in the Rajmi. Okay?
Like a nut.
Okay, let's move more about the temple. The rest of the parentheses.
I'm going to discuss it. Let's go back. There's different madrigas and stuff we call the Chutzpah. That in Surya you only make a Surya did the chutzpah, as Rashi said before, is it only had to keep a shiokh, and keep a shiokh, Rashi can keep a shiokh, and keep a shiokh, and it only has the status of Eretz Yisrael with the Rabbanim. So basically, Surya and chutzpah is about the same in Atayra. If you mach a little more in Surya, but still, self regard that the Surya is Muta, and chutzpah is even more than that in Muta. You can even have a stopping gesture in Surya as a cow. You can easily be a virus, and you still make a one. Let's see the Gemara about it. The Sibling Gemara goes back to Birchot HaNenem. We didn't even hardly even start. The Gemara is going to discuss also Birchot HaNenem. What's the other thing? Firstly, what are these testers that grow on a tree? But they're so sharp?
What is the dog?
Because it's not normal that a person should eat the pilsen and the soshah. The Rav Rama is a lorei klum. The Rav says that you don't say a bracha at all. Why don't you say a bracha at all?
I don't think so. He doesn't say because it's mazul. He says because it doesn't. Rabbi Rav and Tanei, Rama Rav, the Rav Rav, she tells her that he said, and Yom Kippur, one is told that it's to eat, so that if he eats paper, isn't a piece of paper, I eat it, here's a piece of plastic, doesn't sit and eat it on Yom Kippur. So is that a violation of the Iman? The Rabbi says, cost through for me, Rashi says, the word cost means the same as Eicha, and whenever a person eats something in a very unusual fashion, he shleks their machilot, so he uses a lot of choices, but choices is achita. The Gemara has that in exile here. At the Tzatzah Kaisers, the Tzachito, he's chewing raw kernels of grain. The normal thing is you grind up the grain, you make wheat out of it, and you bake cookies, and you bake challah, you bake matzah, whatever. And if you eat the kernels of grain, well, yeah, that's not the usual way to eat it. So here the crust means he's chewing something, he's eating something in an unusual fashion. So Rabbi says, a crust person will be a medicated if somebody eats, doesn't just eat Shuvah and Sitterat. Shuvah and Sitterat is just swallowing on saliva. That's not a violation of eating. But if he chews, there was some tzaddikim or machman, always to spit out, or some people always spit out the saliva. But the Magen Avraham says that Nikah in saliva is not called Achila. Not called Achila. It's not a miracle, it's part of the body. A cartridge in the Dilemma that you put with a person shoes, tinkling, and it swallows the tinkling, it's perfect. In other words, there's no use of that right.
A person is
on his belly, yeah, it's not the upper one. Not the upper one, so it's not the stuff you swallow. But Minotari can't say that there's an issue. Because on the other Dilemma that you put in, it's something else on your tip, it's touching that edible, it's also perfect, tangling into the upper. But then the very big one saying, what's the issue talking here? They're just like onion kippur if you eat it, Rava says. It's the same
memorial.
That's what Rava says, that it's not for eating. So it's true, you don't see any bracha at all. So if you make it here, you need to have done, yeah. So it's in Shulchan Aruch, that's the same kippur, it's not the same kippur. But if you make it here, and it's David's wish for Chidish on the Gemara, that's not Kashi, what's the Sushtel? Onion kippur, to me say Achim Ashtiyah. That each look at Derech Achilot and call it a Shubo, you're not Chai? Shulok at Derech Achilot, so let's say Alit Nevelet, Alit Ham, Shulok at Derech Achilot. I'll take ham and it's burning hot, and I'll eat it. I'll take it out from the freezer, it's hard like a rock, I'll eat it. So it's only to the Rabban, and I'll pour on so much mustard that my tongue is burning. So I'll eat it, it's Shulok at Derech Achilot. Not only if it's lips on the Achilot, let's say if I have ham and it's sitting out of the refrigerator for 3 weeks, and it's molding and so far shingles, that's a different answer. That's called Nishon Achilas Salam. It doesn't have to be anywhere Achilas Salam. Chomet. Chomet is only good if it's Nishon Achilas Salam. But all other Macholot Achilas is enough if it's Nishon Achilas Salam, which one knows that from Pasik. Agera Shav Shrech is a ten of Acholah. We are Agera Kulim Nevela, Shein Abu Agera Ain Kulim Nevela. It's not Rel Achilas Odom, it's an Eriyah Ismael. So that's one answer. Anywhere Achilas Salam is one answer. But even if the thing is Rel Achilas Salam, I take it from Mishu's piece of it. I put on so much mustard, and my tongue is burning when I eat it. All I have to do is hold the ham under the water faucet, and the mustard will go wash. They can't say, Mitzvah Achilas Salam, that's not called Mitzvah. I happen just to put it out, burning hot. So wait half a minute, and it will cool off. But the Rambam gives the mushroom, eat it, burn it out, eat it, it's cold, eat it with so much pepper, the tongue is burning, that's called Shalok Yedarach Achilas Salam. So firstly, any Macholos HaSul Shalok Yedarach Achilas is only in Yisra the Rabbanon. Yisra the Rabbanon is only in the Rabbanon. The fact that it's a beggar, how does the Gemara make a Lashit Tester over here? Just like the other says, if you eat, it's still full of the yeast and then Zayn Zaylanian Kippur, it's only in Yisra the Rabbanon, you stop it from courage, it's not Yisra the Raita. We have the Nami, no bracha at all as we say, but what's the no bracha at all? What do we no bracha at all? If each one of the Derech HaChilas is said, no Yisra the Raita, it's Yisra the Rabbanon. If you still say bracha, so that the Rachel wants to knock down the bracha from whatever it should have been to become Shahaka, but it doesn't knock it out and dance it. It was created by the right kash. So the Hechleach, you have to say the territory. You force him to say the territory. That the Shabbat Aryeh in the Sfasem is all right. The two Gedolim, the Shabbat Aryeh, who was earlier in the Sfasem, who was just recently, they both were Mechavim Adarecho, that on Yom Kippur there's no Kudosh Shlok Yederach Achilot. You have to say it like that, otherwise, how is it a Mishitasa? They say, when is there a deal of Shalom Kedarach Achimasa, that there's no Mishitasa, because that's why Machelet has seen it, and it says, where is it to Achille? He was just Achille, it says, call that Shalom Kedarach Achimasa, it doesn't say a word of Achille. So it's not that the whole concept of Shalom Kedarach Achimasa doesn't apply. That's how the Shavisari has a Shtikul Tehre, in his paper on the Shavisari Shavisari. The Spasemis has a really hard, Spasemis can say, oh, Shalom Shah. That's a ha'aruf. It initially says in the end of Yuman, the last parak in Yuman, it says, you have to eat so much onion kippur. You're not allowed to eat onion kippur. But if you eat enough, then you get malchus, then you get kurus. You have to eat a kashir in order to be chayiv kurus and malchus. How much is the kashir? The kibdi of the kashir for echlin is for sevesh ha'gaso, and the kashir for mashkin is malaluba. Whatever it is, the kashir. But what if a person doesn't eat a full piece of bread, the whole kashir? He doesn't eat a full potato, doesn't eat a full piece of flesh. He eats a little bit of bread and a little bit of potato, a little bit of flesh. And each one has less than a shear, but it's going to start a shakar. So the step of that is a step. The mission says, Kav ha'echel mitzvati v'em yeh, Kav ha'mashke mitzvati v'em yeh. Echel is ha'mashke together and not mitzvati v'em yeh, and shear and shoving. This is a shear kasevus ha'gasa, and this is a shear v'em yeh. But if you have Kav ha'echel mitzvati v'em yeh, Kav ha'mashke mitzvati,
But the Satana says, how does the Mishnah make such a statement? Call our Mashi Mitzvah. Sometimes you're going to have, what do you drink? Orange juice, and right away you have milk. And have some mashi, and they just don't blend in together. Let's say he's eating an oichel with another oichel, and he puts one on top of the other, and they just don't blend in together. Each one gets the atmosphere delicious, but together it just doesn't blend in. So the Satana says, is that you look at their happy monster? How can the Mishnah say, Kola, this one is Kasi Zendera, Kola, Mashi Mitzvah, sometimes it's going to turn out, this oichel, but that oichel, it's a spintach mission, she looked at that happy monster. How can it be the Satana with the Shir? The Shir looked at that, they said, Zarai, you can think of something, Zarai, okay. Shakazar brings a different right, he doesn't bring that right from the Russian Amir. But whatever, they both say the same thing. So the fair, if you say like these two days, you say like the Shagatari, which is Tatema, that on Yom Kippur there is no such school as Shemot Adai HaKafi Mosh, then it's Yusha, Rebbe Tivei Nisasha. But Rabbi says if you eat, if you swallow filtering, or Zanzeira on Yom Kippur, you're supposed to, you cannot say that the reason for that is that it's Shemot Adai HaKafi Mosh, and the Kodesh HaKul is Shemot Adai HaKafi Mosh, is only Yusha Adai HaKafi Mosh. And on Yom Kippur you don't have that school, so why is it? Listen, and I'll say, yes, it's not a Michael. It's not a Michael, so it's not a Michael. Ah, he's chewing, the fellow chewing his girlfriend's head. He sits in class and eats a girlfriend's head. He sits down, he's having to eat a paper. He says he's gone on the paper.
Right.
But that you don't say that one. Actually, there are five little people up and saying, not a Michael. It's not a Michael. It's not the Chassanet, and I try to get Chassanet, but there's Chacham one, all kinds of Chassanet that people get. Somebody was honored by the Shiva years ago, he gave the right symptom, and said that, why the Chacham and the Rav Mitzvah said, we're Chassanet, and I'm Kubin. That's why I give money to the Shiva, because Dr. Lehm knows how to give Kubin. And he gave a whole circle of wise ones, the Chacham and the Tzach, and the Bichas on the hand, and I'm Kumbit. He enjoyed that meal and the whole Achimish tea and everything. But the mind of the Chacham and the Tzach, and the Bichas on the hand, and I'm Kumbit. The one of the Tzach and Achimish tea. So if you are eating something that's not very often, it doesn't have a shame also. But as the Rebbe of the Tzach, just like the Rebbe says, if you eat it on your kippur, it's only an issue there are one on. Why? Because Shmuel Kedar HaKilos is not enough to explain why. You have to say why, because it doesn't have a shame also at all. Who I've been over here to talk about, this is a little room. You don't say a broken egg, the thing is not a chest ever.
Why there's no more broken cover, there's no fear in cover.
Did he drink water? Yeah.
But you could be
asked for that. The water's not going to be a water. If you drink orange juice with the aspirin, then you do say breath. If you have your tea or soda with the aspirin, then you do say shahat. Special bit of water, because there's a much like it's not the line at the end of the pay rate, but you said breath there on water or not. So you might say that the sound is choking, and he's choking, he drinks the water just in order for the flow, then there's no takamis bracha at all. Not only because he's misakone, he may die before he says the bracha. So he says, no, he doesn't just turn the parshas either. No bracha, he says no bracha. That's good. Why? Because only I show the mind with sunlight. When you're thirsty, that's the avodah. If you take the water for, you're not thirsty, you take it for the swallow of the pill, so the chaman amishah, special thing on water. He has a small throat and he drinks the water, not because he's thirsty, but just to medicate himself. Because he doesn't have breath.
For comfort, not
to medicate. Yes. That's not Kuvos. Okay, we'll stop here. But you know we'll have to. Oh, next week maybe we'll discuss the Yom Kippur. Okay. If the Yom Kippur was over.
Tomorrow?
I don't know if tomorrow yet.
The Torah says in the beginning of Parshas Behar that every 70 years is Shmita, and at the end of 49 years, the 50th year is Shmata Yezel. So if you want to go and have a machlekes of Yunim and Rabban, what exactly does that mean? So Yunim's opinion is that you count 7 Yezel's worth. And then, after 7 Shmita, the first year and the next cycle, next 7 year cycle is a Yezel, then you only have 6 Shmita. Then you only have 6 years, yeah. And the 6th year is going to be the Shemitah. You're only going to have 5 years in between Yovel and... you're only going to have 7 years, only 7 years old, right? And every 49 years, the first year of the next 7-year cycle is going to be a Yovel. You don't pass around, every pass is 50. And the Yovel is a blank year, doesn't belong to any place. So the Gemara has the Shiloh, the Gemara says at the end of the period of the Bayis Rishon, when the son of the Shvatim and Edom was sent into Golos, so the Dinim of Yehovah no longer went Lohei, because Halacha requires you only observe Yehovah when you have Chol Yashveho Aleho, crossing the Baruch Hu Chol Yashveho, that's because of the Liberty Zone. You should proclaim Liberty Zone to prevent all its inhabitants. So the Gemara says, it's not Chol Yashveho Aleho, when all the Liberty Zone is paid for by Jewish people. And it's commissioned by Jewish people, it wasn't paid for by the United States government. So that's possible. The majority of the world Jewish population lives in the United States. So the Gemara said, what was then? There was a Yovel, we're not knowing. The last couple of years in Bayis Rishon, so did they count the Yovel as a blank year or not? So the Gemara says, yes. Mano Yovel and the Kaddish Mitzvah, these are the ones in observance of the mitzvahs of Yovel, but they counted the Yovel as a blank year in order to push off the Shemitah. The Shemitah should be going 777 in the Yovel, right? The 50th year is a blank year, you don't observe anything during the 50th year, everything is with them. But the next Shemitah is going to be 8 years after the Shemitah, it's not going to be 7 years. In fact, the 50th year. The Ramah writes that the manna there, this is the good Maisha, it should be the same thing. Mommy, any Jew living in Israel, you don't have Kol Yashvara. It should be the same thing, doctor. That in Hilchos Shemitah Leon, the Ramah writes. You shouldn't count 7, you should count 50. When it comes to Shnata Yehovah, you don't observe anything, but it should be counted as a blank year in order to push off the Shmita, that the next Shmita will be 8 years after the Shmita rather than 7 years. But then the Rambam says, you're not allowed to follow my opinion, because the Goyim doesn't forget, the Goyim who lives in there is Israel. So observe, they were living there, they were observing the laws of Shmita, and they just counted 7. It doesn't make sense, it's against the Gemara, the Gemara says, it's doing the next 2 years of the violation period, even though they didn't observe the Dinim of Yehovah, but they still counted Yehovah as a blank year in order to push off Shemitah. So the Rambam does know the answer of Chaim, he says he uses the explanation. But the Rambam writes, it doesn't make any sense to him, but whatever it is, he says, Aminik v'hakabala ikabalohein v'halochah. And when we have to talk to what the din is, you have to follow the minute. The main thing is you have to follow the minute. And since the minute is not like I'm saying, so you're not allowed to follow my thing. And that's where the Rambam has a haftogah. And the writer says, not so. He says, no, you have to follow the Rambam. But the Rambam, the Rambam is very tender. It's the only place that he knows of in the whole Rambam, where the Rambam passes against the Rambam. And the writer passes against the Rambam. The writer is not against the Rambam. The Rambam says, you shouldn't follow my opinion, because the minute was never so. And the writer is not, he says, no, you have to follow the Tzaka of the Rambam. The Tzaka is an interesting idea, that the minute, the Gemara has been brought us earlier. The Gemara says, no Dhamma Kahani Slat Sobhi. The idea to that we have to go to Yitzhak in order to arrange. Like, yeah, there's a few in Yonim that Mori has. And Pashkin speak about Chodesh B'chutzpah, different things. There's such a concept. Amayra, I will turn to get up and undo everything that it says in Allah. It comes up and he starts like Shubha and enters into Allah. And the Minigodim is absolutely not so. It's not so, there's such a concept. Not talking about the Reformed Jews, let's say in America, the Reformed Jews don't observe Shabbos and Kashrus, not some stuff. No Adama, that means just no Adama. That's obviously a minute before. We're talking about no Adama, religious people, there's a market, there's what the Shalotachan, there's what to discuss over here. So there is such a thing as Klal Yisrael passed in what the Din is. Omar Rahra has those new restrictions. Frank Orochi spoke today in his... there was an Askara for the love of the Chalav Rochim, the Torah Prophet, responded by the Amiris Adon. So he was saying how much he was hurt by a certain newspaper article that a certain prominent Orthodox rabbi was quoted. He said he assumed that it must be a misquotation. He was quoted as saying, what's the greatness of Rabbi Soloveitchik? This person studied in Yeshiva under Rabbi Soloveitchik. That's me, he said, what is the greatness? But he had the courage to pass it again to the Shulchan Aruch, and he reworked the halacha, and he redid the halacha, and reshaped the halacha because of his secular knowledge. Rav Antalevich said, so now that he said, my brother was a big reform rabbi. That's what he said. My brother was a conservative or reform rabbi. What do you mean he reworked the halacha? He did this reworked the halacha. What do you mean fasting against the Shulchan Aruch? No, he didn't fasting against the Shulchan Aruch. A lot of times he's fasting against what you said he said in the Shulchan Aruch. He would explain there's a Sifalik and a Sifalik, and you think that the Sifalik applies. No, this case, if they're analyzing, he explained why Sifalik should apply. Are you sure that it says this? And he'll show you that it doesn't say that. But if he's not going to talk to him, unless the Shach talks to him, then the Shach could hear out more than Mishnah Gurim. If the Shach could say, a lot of times we don't talk to him, so if I say that if the tradition of the Mara Harod was to talk to him again, so they're also going to talk to him. But he didn't say, just get up one Sunday and say, we're not going to pass the light to Shulchan Aruch. He didn't such thing. We have certain, Soledic used to stress this Rambam, that the Rambam is how many of the Hagolah, he could go to him by law here. He could go to him by law. You can't just get up and pass the whatever you want to leave. There are traditions over here. And even not only in Hagim, how to pass it. Some in Hagim. In Hagim, some. Spoke about it on different occasions. So Rish was very, very mocked about Menhagen. He was very wary of changing any Menhagen, introducing anything different. He assumed that all the Menhagen must have very good reasons. But as in his fire, that it's Mamshin, and it's perfect. And then it's all of the question, the consensus is that it's an inequality, not the minute to follow it. This is the point. The Shulchan says the Pharisee should say Baruch Hu Shema and Mishnah Berurah. It flows from the Mishnah Berurah, but the Gemara Goyim said you shouldn't say Baruch Hu Shema. So the Mishnah Berurah gives one reason why, and the Talmud Hagadah gave a different reason, and Rav Soloveitchik gave a third reason. So that's the question: what is the reason? But that was a tradition from the Gemara, and the Rav is guessing maybe this reason, and like the Mishnah Berurah guessed a different reason. The whole source of the Mishnah Berurah got it from is from the Ma'aseh Rav. Ma'aseh Rav gives you a Talmud as a Mishnah Hefsri. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't give you that Talmud, it is his own Talmud. So eventually itself, maybe you can guess a different Talmud, because they weren't sure what the Talmud of the Gemara was. And then he won the fact check on the Talmud of Hefsri. Some said it, but it's others, they didn't think that Hefsri was correct. So that's why the Rav guessed a different Talmud. But he didn't say a lot of things the Rav did pass against the Shulchan Aruch. He had traditions. I don't have traditions from his father, from his grandfather. I have traditions that were other people in the world, also. There were traditions from other Mara Haran Europe. Not only from his family, but from other great people in the world, too. But it's really a difficulty. Everyone, Avant Orochik said that some, even the newspapers must be misquoted as a certain, he thinks that he's a very fine rabbi. Or perhaps under the spur of the moment, as he was interviewed by the newspaper, that perhaps he wanted to memorize by the public that he said something that he knew would tickle their attention, that people would like to hear. People like to hear that, that the rabbi has the courage to say against the Shulchan Aruch, and he worked out longer with taking it off. Maybe the person made a mistake, and maybe the person did think everything, but he said he doesn't think it's correct at all. He thinks it's absolutely not true. I just close now the last several years we had Rabbi Yitzchin come from Kiryat Malachi, which is a community of Russian Armenian in Eretz Yisrael, and come to raise money for his community.